Hi, welcome to This Is Your Book Club podcast. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Jamie.
Welcome back.
I'm so excited for this episode. What's on your shelf?
I've like been waiting and waiting and waiting to talk about what I've been reading.
They've been piling up.
I know.
I was just looking through having to remind myself what the stories were even about.
Because it's been a while.
Because I've read so many others since. It was Christmas break.
I know.
I had lots of time.
And we did like our favorites of the year in place of a what's on your shelf. So yes. Like I'm just itching to talk about what I've been reading lately.
Let's jump in.
And I'm kind of sad that I've had to narrow it down because there's just not enough time. I don't want you guys to have to.
There's a part of me that just wants to be like, well, we got to do it all. But then we'd be here hours. Yes. And I don't know that you really want to listen to that.
I know you do want to listen to that, but
you might not be able to fit that into your day.
Yeah, exactly. That's the reality. But before we do get to that, we need to have our fun fact.
Yes. Fun fact for this week is I've really gone like down the rabbit hole with the story of the Mercies, like researching, you know, we posted the picture earlier this week of the artwork that inspired the story or got her starting to think about writing a book about this. So I've gone all sorts of places with it, lots of fun facts, but I wanted to talk to you today about her as a writer. So Karen Millwood Hargrave, on her website, she has like a frequently asked questions or question and answer area. And one of the questions was, when and how did you know that you wanted to be a writer? And I just loved her response. So she says, I've always read and loved children's books, but the idea of becoming an author didn't come until I was in my 20s. My partner was a painter, and watching him succeed in his passion was inspiring. So instead of going on to study law, I asked myself what I felt passionately about, and the answer was books. I remember what my dad said, it's easy to fail at what you don't want to do, so you might as well fail at something you do want to do.
Oh my gosh.
Which I just love that.
I love that.
What great advice from your dad.
That's like something you write down and put on your wall.
Yeah, I love it. I might write it down and put it on my wall.
That's great advice.
It's great advice. And when you're trying to decide what you're doing, that's a perfect way to look at it.
Yeah.
Like, you might fail. Yeah. So you might as well fail at what you love doing. And when we fail, if we love it, we're going to pick ourselves back up and try again.
Yes.
And get better and better every time.
Yes. I just kind of...
Because the passion is there.
Love the idea of failing. Lately, this is a new thing for me. I am one who doesn't like to mess up. I don't like to do things wrong or to even be perceived as doing something wrong or whatever. Mm-hmm. I try very hard to do everything right. And I don't always get it right, but I do try very, very hard.
Yeah.
And this new concept that has just been messing with my mind of like... failing.
Let's fail.
And just trying.
I think we talked about that last week.
Maybe like this year, is my new...
We're going to fail.
Yes, I think we did.
Because that means we're trying.
Yes. I like cannot get over this idea.
I love the idea.
I can't tell you that I've like gone after it since we talked last. But maybe if we keep talking about it...
Let's keep talking about it.
Then I will go after it.
And you know, like every year we kind of think, or I think in my head, like what's going to be my word for the year?
Yes. Yes.
And they're always like these...
Persevere was a year. One word I had.
Like kindness and grit and all these like, go and do it.
Yeah.
Let's have our word be fail.
Fail. I
know. Let's just set it at fail this year.
Because that means I'm trying.
That means we're trying and trying new things because we're going to fail at new things. That's how you get better.
Yeah.
I love it.
Anyway, I think it's... such a great concept, and I need to be better at it. I need to be a better failure.
Yeah.
I need to.
And it
would make me a better person.
Be like, hey, I failed. And guess what? Life goes on.
And I'm okay.
It's okay. You can do it again. You can try again. Or you can choose not to.
Yeah.
I mean, that's your choice too.
Right? You tried it.
Yeah.
You tried it. What did you think? Now you can either go fail at something else.
You failed at it. Now what?
But you did it. Yeah. Exactly.
No,
anyway,
let's go somewhere else. I love it.
I think that's such a great concept.
Yeah, I do too. So then she continues to say, I started by writing and publishing poetry, and I applied to a few creative writing courses. I chose Oxford since the course didn't make you specialize in poetry, screenwriting, or children's books. You do all three before specializing.
Wow.
Which then she got to try some things out before she decided what she wanted to do.
From England? Is that where she's from? Okay. Mm-hmm.
She is. So, and then she's in the rest is history. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
Because she has written all, like, lots of different genres.
She has. She's done young adult. She's done children's books. I think they even said in when I first started talking about her that she's done some screenplays or some plays.
Very cool.
Anyway, she's done a little bit of everything. She's definitely not new to the writing industry. The Mercies is new to
adults.
So her first adult book, which
so cool.
Yeah, it's got great reviews. I'm super excited about this book.
I love it.
I can't wait to start it.
I'm really excited. I know. Yay.
We're getting there. Okay, so that's our fun fact. Now to what's on our shelves this week.
Yes, the good stuff. We've
been reading.
The juice.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. Who's going first?
I will take it.
Okay.
Unless you're like begging.
No. Okay. I can go second.
Okay. I read, and like I said, it's been a while, but I read Transcendent Kingdom by Ya Gyasi.
Very good.
I might not be saying that right.
It sounds amazing.
But I hope the confidence sold you on the pronunciation.
It totally did. That's been on my list, actually. How was it?
I gave it 4 stars.
Very good.
It was a good book. It was very interesting, different, thought-provoking. I love a good book that makes you really ponder, like, other people's situations and your beliefs and judgments and whatnot. It came out in 2020, so it's a new one. It came out in September. I've seen it on a lot of lists. It is about a family from Ghana. Ghanaian family? Huh. A Ghanaian family, I guess that's how you'd say it, that immigrated here to the U.S. to Alabama.
Oh.
And that was, you know, hard to do. Their country was in turmoil, so they came here for a better life. And she came here with her mom and her dad and her brother, I believe an older brother. And dad ultimately ended up going back. Things didn't work out with him. He was not.
He didn't.
He just never clicked here.
Didn't feel right for him.
Yeah. So he ended up going back with actually no, like, mom and dad didn't divorce. There was really no, he was just gone. And they talked to him on the phone, but he remarried there. And so there's some family, you know, trauma there from dad not being there and from being immigrants, from being new in the area and being in the South and learning this new way. And mom spoke a different language. The kids, I believe they were here their whole lives or came over very young. I don't remember that part. But they didn't speak or, you know, they understood her, but they didn't speak it themselves. They spoke English.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so they come here and they're, the book starts out, that the daughter, her name is Gifty. She is a graduate student she's a neuroscientist.
Wow.
And she's doing all these like studies on mice in her research and research studying like the reward seeking behavior of these mice.
Okay.
Like what leads them? What's that drive, the reward they get that drives them, that it's kind of like an addiction.
Okay.
And she goes into that and she hasn't talked to her mom in a long time. She's kind of separated herself from her mom and kind of like, why are things this way? Mom dealt with depression.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, after dad left and her brother, who was, you know, successful in high school as far as really into sports, played basketball and was really good at it and like the star of their team. And he was injured in a game and went to the doctor or the hospital and he had to have months of physical therapy and work with this to get back on. And this was really devastating to him because this was his thing, what he felt successful at. And the doctor he went to prescribed opioids to him for the pain. Uh-oh. And he ultimately became addicted to opioids.
Aww.
And so, which led to heroin use and just the decline of her brother, decline of his future, decline of everything. And so she has these memories of her brother just going from, you know, going to all his games and cheering him on and being with him to this glazed look on his face when he was high and just not there, not her brother anymore. And he eventually dies of a heroin overdose. And even though they try to, you know, get him help and get him rehab and all those things, that he loses that battle with his addiction. And so kind of her drive in this reward seeking behavior with the mice is this addiction component of it, trying to understand what the drive was for, why her brother couldn't get away from it, why he couldn't choose no once he became addicted. And
that
so
is interesting.
Her mom ends up coming to stay with her, and they're kind of this, a really severed relationship. She has a hard time understanding, and her mom is not even talking. Her mom is in one of her depressed states. She can't live on her own. She can't take care of herself. So the daughter takes her in, and she goes days without even speaking and or bathing or anything. And so it just kind of goes through the thoughts of this woman who's an adult now, dealing with trauma from her life and dealing with what happened to her family and different things, and now dealing with her mom on the other end.
Yeah.
And all, you know, kind of seeing the pieces come together of what happened and why her mom is experiencing what she's experiencing, and the effect that all of those childhood pieces have on her now as an adult.
Right.
And it's beautiful. I mean, we all have garbage in our lives.
Sure.
Crap things we have to deal with. Life is hard. And it ultimately sculpts us to who we are. And even those bad things that we wish didn't happen, or that we try to prevent from happening to our kids or other people, that, as much as we hate it, it shapes who we are.
Yep.
And what we become. And we ultimately do have a choice what to do with that hurt and the pain and those scars that we have. It's really well written. It's really enjoyable. I gave it 4 stars. I really liked it.
That's awesome.
I highly recommend it.
Okay. Sorry. On my list.
Sometimes I feel like I talk too much about these books. But gosh, I love books.
Well, I feel like we're allowing the listeners to really pick their books this way, right? Yeah. Like, they're going to get a good idea of what the book is about and whether it's something they want to read.
Right. So I don't want to give too much.
Right.
And sometimes I'm like, did I say too much? But there's just, I mean, that's the basis. And there's just so many layers within there. Like,
totally.
That's the tip of the iceberg on this book. So.
Very cool.
Lovely, lovely story.
Okay. Transcendent Kingdom.
Transcendent Kingdom.
Okay. Okay. The first book I want to talk about.
Yes.
Is the first book I finished this year.
Okay.
And I don't write a lot of reviews on Goodreads. I keep track of what I'm reading there.
I do the same. I rarely
And like I'll
review.
Star it. Uh-huh. Like I give it my stars, but yep. I don't like write a review ever. I totally wrote a review.
Okay.
Okay. I may be setting the standard high a little early, but this may be my favorite book of the year. First book I read.
Oh my gosh. One book in?
I know. I may be eating my words.
So this is a 5-star?
I gave it 5 stars.
Okay.
It's The Midnight Library by Matt Haig.
Oh my gosh. My friend was just walking up the street the other day and was like, have you read The Midnight Library?
Did she like it?
I haven't read it. She's like, you've got to read it. I just finished it. It's so great. That's just in a few seconds passing on the street.
Oh my gosh.
I love my friends like this.
I know.
We can just yell books across the street at each other.
Seriously.
So that's awesome. Because she said she loved it and I need to move it up on my.
So we've actually been talking about this book.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
yeah.
definitely been on some one that we've considered for like our book of the month.
Yes.
It
was on the list.
I've seen it around. Mm-hmm. Like lots of people have talked about it. And sometimes when I choose a book because everyone's talking about it, I'm disappointed or it doesn't build up to the high or, you know, doesn't, it's not as good as you think it's going to be. But this one for me, I don't want to set it too high for everybody else. But for me, I loved this book. It was so good.
Okay.
So the premise of the book is there's a 30-year-old woman. It's, you know, she's living alone. She's got a cat.
Good for her.
Yes. She is, you're kind of seeing her life and in that moment and her cat dies and her, this is all the very beginning. Her cat dies and loses her job and she starts to reflect on everything else that's gone wrong. In her life, and her brother's not talking to her because they were going to be in a band, and she decided she couldn't do it. She was too scared and having panic attacks, so he won't talk to her anymore because they could have been big. And she wanted to be a glaciologist, but she gave up on that dream and did philosophy. And then she didn't ever go into philosophy. And, you know, just all these things, right?
All over the different,
you know, you just kind of see this overview of her life as she's thinking back about all the things that didn't go right for her and how disappointed she is in herself. And she thinks now that her cat's dead and there's just nothing. She has no one. Her parents have died. She's all alone.
Okay.
And she's like, I ruin everything I touch, basically. And, like, there's no reason for me to keep living. Like, I can't. It's too much. Life is too hard. I want to die.
Okay.
So she attempts.
She's hit rock bottom.
Yes. And she attempts suicide.
Okay.
And, like, she, yeah, so she dies. And instead of going to heaven, she goes to this gigantic library.
That's my dream.
Right?
Right. That's except heaven, right? That's
it's a not little heaven. Different than you think.
Okay.
All the books are not like just books you'd find in a normal library. They are different versions of her life. Okay?
Wow.
So, like, as far as she can't see any walls. There's just stacks and stacks and rows of books. Because every time you make a decision, it sets you off on a different path. So that's a different version. So you could be going so down one version. Book. Yes, it's a whole different book. So she has all these things, and she's given an opportunity.
So she can go back and read, like, if I had done the band with my brother,
yes,
this is that story.
Yes. But she doesn't jump in, like, back when that decision's made.
Okay.
She jumps in now as a 30-year-old.
Okay.
So now she made that decision 10 years ago or however many years ago. And now where's her life if she had made that choice?
If she had made that choice.
As a 30-year-old. Where is her life now?
She jumps in as a 30-year-old.
With as a band person. Yeah. As a person in a band.
Okay.
Okay. So she gets this opportunity to try on these different lives.
These different choices.
And you take this journey with her and she sees her life. And basically, the idea of the book is, what makes a life worth living?
Yeah.
Right? What is it that you need to make it worthwhile? Like, you know, if she made that decision, if she made, you know, if she decided to be a pro swimmer, if she decided to be a glaciologist, if she decided, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And,
or what if she just decided to say yes on a date? What if she decided to marry that guy? What if she decided, I mean, it's all these things. She tries on so many lives. And the whole time she's like trying to understand which one should she choose?
Mm-hmm.
Which is the life that's the best?
Yeah.
Okay. And I.
And is there
love one? Love it.
Okay.
I loved the way it ended. I loved how he ties it up at the end. I love what conclusion she comes to.
The feeling you came away with at the end. You
just, like, the whole time I'm like thinking of my own life. Like, what if I made this decision? What if I chose this path? What if I did this? You know, like, you can't help but do that with your own self, right?
Right.
And I'm just like, where would I want to be? What do I, you know, where do I wish I could be if I could choose anything? Like, anything. Like, you can dream right anything.
Out. Yeah.
Anyway, I thought that concept was so interesting and I loved it, and it made me walk away going like, okay, this is how you get the life you want. This is what I need to do. This is the life I want. And
so anyway, therefore it's kind so of a good. Self-help.
Yeah, but in the fiction. But it was great. Fiction,
I love that.
Anyway, I loved it so much. I gave it 5 stars. I will see if I find another book I like better.
Wow.
But I loved
all the books.
Loved to the come Midnight Library.
Have a high.
They do. High standard. High they standard. Really, really do. Yeah. I just love this book. So anyway, Midnight Library, Matt Haig.
Okay.
Go get it. Go read it. And then tell me if you loved it as much as I did.
Okay.
Because I do always think it's so interesting when someone's like, and I loved it. So yeah. Tell me about it.
Okay. I do want to say on that note that I'm not going to talk about this, but I did read In 5 Years because it was on your list of your top 5 for the year.
I love that
And
book.
I loved it too. I gave it 4 stars. I loved it. Loved
it's so
it.
Good.
It was a great
It's not what you think.
Book. Not at all what I thought when you explained it. Like,
I know.
Very different. So
we're not going to spoil it for
you. You piqued my interest, but also left me like, whoa, whoa, whoa. This is not like.
I didn't want to spoil it. Yeah,
it was good. Such a good story. I loved it.
So good. Glad
okay,
to hear it.
So my next one, which is The End of Her by Shari Lapena.
Ooh.
Do you know, have you read any of Shari Lapena? She reads, she writes suspense, thriller novels.
I don't think so.
I've read a couple of hers. Off the top of my head, I can't think of any of them, but let me pull up The couple next door.
I've seen her books everywhere.
A Stranger in the House. I've read both of those.
But I have not read any. But she has a bunch.
Yes, she has a bunch. Those two I've read. They're great. This one came out. I was excited. I waited for it for a little bit. It came out in July of this year.
Which one did you do?
The End of Her.
The End of Her.
It's called The End of Her by Shari Lupina. And it, again, did not disappoint. I loved The Couple Next Door, one of her books.
The other one I see everywhere is Someone We Know.
Don't think I've read that one yet.
It came out last year.
Last year? Okay, so
anyway, but this one's the newer one, which is The End of Her.
Yes. Ooh. The End of Her. And so the premise of this is there is a couple, they're married, and they just had twin babies. Oh. And so they're dealing with, he's an architect and owns his own firm or architectural firm with a partner, and things are super, super stressful at work, but they've got these two twin babies that are colicky. Mm. And so things are really hard at home as well. These babies don't sleep, so they're super stressed all the time. They're sleep deprived, and they're just at their wit's end with these babies. And, you know, they keep taking them to the doctor, and the doctor keeps saying, one day it'll just switch and it'll be gone, but until then you just got to hang in there. And so that's where this starts out, a really stressful situation for them. Well, in this stressful situation, this wife at home, when he's at work, these weird things just start happening. And she thinks, I'm so sleep deprived. I'm hallucinating. My front door was open when I came home today. How did I forget to shut and lock my front door? How can I be trusted with these babies? So she's dealing with some postpartum depression as well as some sleep deprivation. And these things are happening and it's just not.
It's very unsettling.
She blames it on these babies and what she is.
Yeah.
When in reality, these things are really happening and someone's doing them. Oh. And so there's this, the husband was married before and his wife died in an accident. And he's always, it was an accident, a tragic, tragic accident. And this new person comes into their lives that knew him before and starts putting into the wife's head that it wasn't so much an accident. It's putting in this alternate story of what really happened. Ooh. And it leaves this wife, who's not in a good way in the first place, starting to doubt her husband's story. The person she loves, that she's had these babies with, that she's trusted. Could this be true? Or is she just sleep deprived?
Oh my goodness.
Postpartum, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what's the truth here? And what do I do with this information now? It is so good. The story, the characters, I loved it. And again, like I've said before, I'm always guessing to the end. Even when I start putting things together, then there's always something at the end that I was like, didn't see it. And this one, it was great. You really feel for this couple that is just struggling with these babies, and then to have this thrown in their lap. I'm
very curious.
It's really good.
That's awesome.
Excellent. I'm going to leave it at that.
And what did you give it?
I gave it 4 stars.
Ooh.
I really liked it. Again, when you get a book that you like so much that you get through it really quick.
Yes, that's always
this is one of those. Like,
okay.
Couldn't put it down. Wanted to keep going with it. I listened to this one as an audiobook. It was a great audiobook.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
Awesome. Yeah.
So 4 stars on that one.
It's on my list.
Another good one. These are both ones I read in December. I love a good thriller. I have my favorites.
Yeah.
So
that's definitely opened me up.
She's one of them.
I love it. I've definitely read more since we started this. Like, I don't think that was ever where I went to first, like that genre.
Yeah.
But I love the ones I've read. I really enjoyed them. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. The next one I'm going to talk about, which I think you've talked about, you'll have to remind me, but is Such a Fun Age by Kylie Reed?
Yes, I have read that one. Yeah, I read that in 2020.
I've been reading
it. I think it just came out in 2020.
Is it? With December 31st of 2019.
Oh my gosh, I'm a day off.
Yes, it came out in 2020.
Okay. Unless you were up reading it at midnight on New Year's Eve.
Which I
have. You might have been, but I read it in 2020.
Most of us read it this year. Okay. It is everywhere. Like, it's a book that lots of people have been talking about.
Yeah.
And I've been looking at it, but for whatever reason, I just never had it on hold. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I finally got to it, and I was really excited about it. I'll quickly go through it because I know that we talked about it on the podcast.
I don't remember if it's one that I talked about on here or if I read it before we started. And how fun next year will it be to be like, this is our
everything
whole year.
Everything we've talked about. There's yeah, no exactly.
pre-podcast, post-podcast.
Totally. But I agree. Anyway, it's about, in case we didn't talk about it before. Yeah, because you said 7 months ago you rated this. So I don't know.
Is that what it says?
Yeah, I don't know when that was. If we talked about it, it was way back at the beginning.
Yeah, it would have been one of the first episodes if I had.
So I'll refresh everyone.
I finished it May 31st.
So we very well could have talked about it. Okay. So it's about a girl. She's 25. Mm-hmm. She is a babysitter, like works Monday, Wednesday, Friday for a family, babysitting their mainly their 2-year-old and then sometimes also their new baby. Mm-hmm. A family, and then the mother of this family, she's also a big part of this story and kind of her history and what she does in her life as a mom of these two babies. And then the girl's boyfriend, the babysitter's boyfriend.
Yes.
She has a boyfriend and his history and who he is and how their lives all kind of, are intertwined. I don't want to give too much away. You know, that's basically the gist of it.
Yeah.
And it's just their interactions. It's the, mind you, also the babysitter is black.
Yes.
The
I think that's a major part of the story.
Yes. The boyfriend is white. The mother is white. Mm-hmm. At the very beginning of the book, the mother calls the babysitter because they have a situation at their house and they had a window broken and so police were coming and she didn't want the children to have to like be a part of it. So she asks her to come late. It's like 11. Can you come and take the this little one out of the house so that she's not here when the police come and during all of that. She doesn't want it to like mess up this little girl. So
scare her or just to not have to deal
interfere.
With.
Yeah. It's just a lot. So the babysitter has been out with friends. So mm-hmm. she's, you know, been at a club or whatever but agree. She's, you know, are you okay with that? Like I can come straight from here, but I'm, you know.
Yeah.
She had a drink.
I don't have my normal
and
clothing
she's in,
on.
You know, club gear. Yeah. And the mom's like, no, I think you'll be fine. Like if you're not driving or anything, they're just going to walk down the street to the grocery store or whatever, just to keep her out of the house for a little bit. So she goes and gets a little girl and they go to the grocery store. While she's at this grocery store, another woman at the grocery store who is white sees her with this white child and is like, that's not yours. And maybe you kidnapped this baby because you shouldn't
Something's
have,
not right
Yeah,
here.
You shouldn't have that child. And so she goes and tells the security officer and the security person comes and won't let her leave the store.
Right.
Okay. And so she's.
I mean,
handles it very well and is like, I'm the babysitter. Yeah. Like, and she's like, you don't look like you're babysitting.
Right.
Well, she doesn't look like she's babysitting.
No.
But you don't understand everyone's situation. And clearly the girl was not afraid and knew her name, but she's also two. So she's only, you know, speaking gibberish mostly. So there's a man there who ends up becoming her boyfriend who starts videotaping this whole interaction. And it starts from there. Although they make that feel like it's going to be a huge part of the book. It is not.
It really isn't. And I felt that same way, too, that was, like, the big kickoff of the book.
I thought it was going to be this, like, overall theme. It is not.
Yeah.
I mean, it plays a part continually, but very small.
Right.
Anyway, so it's more like the relationship between her and the mother, like, how the mother treats this babysitter and how she wants to be on her good graces and how this 25-year-old's trying to figure out what to do with her life and then how this boyfriend is involved in all of it. I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah.
I did not like this book.
No.
I did not like this book.
Okay.
I mean, she's a good storyteller and like the conversation and everything flowed so well. I did not like any of the characters. I didn't think they had any redeeming qualities. Nobody learned a thing. It was like, how can I be my worst self? I'm going to be that worst self. And I'm never going to stop. Like, even in a moment that I could redeem myself, I'm going to choose the worst thing. And even, like, in the babysitter, who the whole time I felt like was the good guy. Like, well, not the good guy. There wasn't any good guys. But, like, just someone who wasn't bad. Like, she's just trying to figure out her life. And trying to choose what's right for herself, she does the worst thing at the end. Like, I just thought, like, you've been great this whole time. You loved this little girl and you've taken care of this girl. There's a lot of garbage going on around you. And yeah, you're kind of confused, but you loved this little girl. And that made her so wonderful, right?
Right.
But then she chose garbage. I was just, for no reason. Like, it did no good. And I just thought, like, why would you put someone down when they're already low?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone did that over and over again.
Right. I do remember that. And I mean, it's been a long time since I've read it, but I remember thinking, oh, like, what are the things that are keeping you back from being a decent human being?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. Like, what?
And it also made me feel like, so there's a lot of race issues, mm-hmm. right? Like, how people act with race. And, like, the way they portrayed the mom, right? Like, how she wants to, I don't know, look good to this babysitter who's black. And they kind of made it seem like she was only trying to impress her because she was black. And I kind of thought, well, is that really true? Like, are we all just trying to do our best? Like,
right.
Because I'm nice to a black person, that makes me weird because I'm nice to this black person. Like, I don't know. I was trying to understand the message they were sending. And I'm like, so I should treat a black person bad and not care about them just so that I can prove that I'm not going out of my way to
nice.
I'm like, what do you,
the line of what your intentions are?
So every time I try to be kind, I have bad intentions. Like,
right.
I don't know what the message that they were trying to give.
Nobody can read your intentions. They can only read your actions.
Yeah.
And your actions should speak for themselves. But I think as far as for black people, I think that is often
the perception?
Yeah, because look at what they've had to deal with.
Yeah.
What are the intentions? They've had to question intentions.
Well, but the babysitter does not.
Yeah, not necessarily in this, but yeah, I think
the boyfriend did. The boyfriend's like, oh, she's totally a racist, right? Mm-hmm. And she's like, no, she's not. She's my boss. Like,
right.
Anyway, it was just really interesting the way that all happened and that interaction. I would love to hear other people's thoughts because a lot of people love this book.
Yeah.
I gave it 2 stars because I don't think, I felt icky the whole time. It's like I just had this pit in my stomach throughout the whole book and like nothing about it made me go.
And I remember kind of thinking these poor kids in the middle of this.
Yeah.
Like totally. Kind of just being ping-ponged back and forth.
Yeah.
Between,
like, nobody really cared about the kids. It was all very self-centered. I don't know. I mean, at the end, everybody was just bad.
Yeah.
Like, nobody, everybody was saying bad things about each other, but while you think they're trying their best, and then at the end, no, everyone was just bad. Like, I don't know. Like,
I don't remember enough about the specifics in there to chime in on that, but I gave it 3 stars.
So you liked it more than I did.
I liked it more than you, but
I just didn't like, and so that's where I always come back to. Like, we're talking writing style. She's an awesome author. Mm-hmm. Like, it flowed really well. Mm-hmm. I never got bored. Like, I could follow the story.
And I can still see
the characters were vivid.
I mean, as much as the things I don't remember about the storyline, I have an image of the home.
Oh, yeah.
And the front door. Like, she's a good writer that I have an image in my head of where this all took place.
Yeah, and the characters were very, like, vivid and real people. Like, they had, obviously, a lot of flaws. Maybe that was the big thing, is they didn't have any good qualities. And I don't think that's normal for humans. I think most of us have at least a handful of good qualities.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was just the whole story. It's the story. It just made me feel icky. I didn't feel like there was anything positive about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, let's tell a story about how everyone made bad choices all throughout the book. And hurt each other when we were down.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't understand that. Like, why are we trying to, like, why is this a story we're telling?
Yeah. I remember being a little, like, it got, you know, it was on so many lists and so many people were talking about it.
I couldn't figure it out. Just and because it was thinking, about race?
Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking it would be more of a topic of race. And I felt like it wasn't deep into race by any means.
It was
I mean, there were discussions surface. Of it, but it was surface of race issues. But, I mean, 3 stars to me
superficial
is
race.
I guess I recommend it, but I was a little disappointed as well, it just because of the hype it got. And I was like, oh, that wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
Yes.
Which isn't a bad thing, but in this case, it didn't.
It was this time.
Yeah. For me, you it was.
For me. Okay. Yeah, this isn't something I would. There's so many other books that you should read instead, if you were to ask me.
Okay. And I felt like, I remember having some icky feelings about how I agree with you there. I don't feel as strongly about it as you. But it also wasn't a 4-star for me.
Yeah.
Either.
And I also read it more recently, right?
Yeah. I'm not remembering all the little things. So anyway, my next one is This Is Where I Leave You by Jonathan Tropper.
Why do I know this?
I think I talked to you about it before.
Yes.
But I don't think I talked about it here, right? I didn't talk about it on the podcast.
No.
Okay. This Is Where I Leave You, Jonathan Tropper. Fantastic. I gave it 4 stars. It's so well written. Like the descriptions, these characters are so well defined. I can just like see myself walking into the house. I can see myself walking down the street. So interesting. So the main character is a male, which again, we don't often get a male character like this. Like we read a lot of books.
Yes.
There's a lot of female character.
Mostly,
main
I
characters.
Would say.
Yeah. We've got the main character in this is a male who is, I want to say 30-ish. And it starts out with his dad has just died. This is all at the very, very beginning.
Okay.
His wife has had an affair and they're separated.
That's
and
brutal.
He's found himself alone. Grieving his father, life is not what he expected it to be.
Aww.
This is not what you get married to do, to end up ultimately getting a divorce.
Yeah.
And so the story is really of his dad, who was never a super religious person.
Yeah.
In his final wishes, they're Jewish, decides that his last wish is that his kids will sit and see, because I don't know a lot
about the Jewish religion,
uh-huh. They're going to sit Shiva. I could be pronouncing that wrong.
Okay.
Where it's a 7-day grieving process.
Oh.
And he's asked his family to do this as his dying wish.
Oh.
As his last request.
So they stay at the house.
So him and his brothers and his sister and his mom are at the house together. And they haven't done anything like this. Like, they are somewhat estranged. Like, we'll talk every once in a while or drop by or see each other for a day, like one day or a meal.
Sure.
But not get together and spend more than just a couple hours together.
Sure.
They're
okay.
All in different parts of the country doing their own thing. And just, you know, things happened in their childhood and they're not super close.
Mm.
There's some feelings still there about things. And so they come together for this funeral. And they're all in the same house for 7 days. And it kind of forces them to deal with some of the issues and to see each other's issues right now in life.
Oh.
Instead of just hearing little bits and pieces there, they're seeing front row what each other are going through, what mom is going through.
Yeah.
And what's happened over the last 20 years as they've grown and gone out and addressing issues of and reminiscing about memories with their father, memories with their parents, with each other, little things here and there. And it's so well done.
Awesome.
And he's just processing, how did I end up here? You know, and then it will reflect back to a childhood memory. And then he's going here and just processing all these feelings. And yes, maybe not every decision he makes here is great. He's in a bad place.
Right.
And he's doing the best he can. And I loved it.
That's awesome.
It was great. I think it's a really good, like, for adult children, adult siblings, a great book. Like, if you want to recommend a book to your brothers, sisters, to your parents, your family, this is just a great one. Because we all have those family stories or, you know, things that we've reflect on, you know, good and bad and, you know, the great memories, the funniest stories, the hurtful stories. I mean, they're a real family. And you really feel that through the storytelling. They were a real family.
That's awesome.
It's great. It's really funny. His humor is well written and deep, and yeah, it's great.
Okay, so you're good.
Yeah.
Jump on?
No, you're ready to go. I gave it 4 stars. I don't know if I said that before, but okay. 4 stars. It was great.
That sounds like a really good one.
Yeah.
It's on my list.
Okay.
I do like family stuff, by the way.
And you know what? I want to go back to this because I always state, this one came out this year. I hadn't heard about this one till just this last year.
When did it
came out? In 2009.
Oh, really?
So this one's been around for a while. So I know we're kind of a little bit more, usually a little bit more on relevant, newer stories.
I do feel like that's what we're seeing usually, right? Like I'll see a book on Instagram that someone's talking about and I'm like, oh, I got to read that. And I jump on.
Yeah.
But it's good to go back sometimes.
Yeah. And I had never heard about it till just this last year. So yeah, it's great.
Very good. Okay, so the next one on my list is The Star-Crossed Sisters of Tuscany. Have you read this one?
No.
It just came out in November, so this is like another newer one.
Okay. I don't think I've even heard of it. I'm going to look up the cover to see.
It's this. Maybe we will post it, kids.
Yeah, I have not seen that, kids.
Stay tuned. We'll show that. Anyway, it's about this family who is from Italy, but they have now moved to the U.S.
Okay.
And they have a thing in their family. I don't know what to call it. It's like a curse.
Okay.
Okay, so this curse in their family where the second daughters don't marry. They're cursed. They're just never going to marry.
It doesn't happen. Okay. No.
So like a few generations back in Italy, the story goes that the older sister was engaged to be married to this man in the village in Italy.
Okay.
And one day they're at, you know, the man was over at the house. I think they were having like a neighborhood party or something. Uh-huh. And so the man was there, this fiance, and he cornered the sister, the younger sister, the second daughter. And she was, unfortunately, didn't, you know, tried to get away from him, but couldn't. And he forced himself upon her.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, really, she dodged a bullet with this one.
Well, you would think that.
Okay, but no. Okay.
So the sister finds them as this is happening and is so hurt and blames her sister.
The sister.
Yes. Ugh. So the fiance, the daughter that's engaged, sees him with her younger sister and is so angry that she places this curse, basically, on the younger sister. And, you know, that you've ruined this for me. And you will never get married or have children or whatever. You will never have a family. You will just be a spinster, you know, single person for the rest of your life. And that every second daughter in our family from here on out, like she's so angry.
So she puts it out really for the generation.
She just says, from now on, you've cursed because of you. They're all cursed.
Okay.
And interestingly enough, that seems to be the case. So for the rest of their family down in their family tree, the second daughter doesn't get married. So, you know, skip ahead a few generations and here's the same family and you're following a second daughter.
Okay.
Okay. And she is living her life and she's single and she's 30 and she knows she's never going to get married. And she talks about how she learned about this curse.
She knows beforehand. Like, there is no secret
here.
I'm
just not going to get married.
I'm not getting married.
She said that she realized it when they were doing, like, a class activity with family trees. And she was building her family tree, and her teacher pointed out, well, isn't that interesting? None of these second daughters ever got married. That is interesting. And so she's like, that's weird. I'm a second daughter. So she takes it home to her family, and they're like, oh, yeah, you're not getting married.
We just know this. Yeah. This is common knowledge.
It's very interesting.
Wow.
And anyway, it's how they don't really believe it, right? Her and her sister are like, that's crazy. We don't believe it. But then how things happen and you start to believe these things about you.
Yeah.
When you hear things enough, you start to believe it. Anyway, it's very interesting. And she has an aunt that is a second daughter and is very interested in her and wants to have a relationship with her, but her grandmother won't allow it, who is there. It's her sister.
Okay.
And her grandmother won't allow it. And her mother has passed. And so her grandmother stepped in and took care of her.
Took care of her.
So if she has a relationship with this aunt, then she's betraying her grandmother who's cared for her and the feelings that you have, right?
Oh my gosh. In your family. Pull there.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just very interesting. But at the same time, like, you see her being very much taken advantage of. And so you can see why they might want her not to be married. It's very...
Wow.
It is so interesting, these family ties and the things that we believe about ourselves when we're put inside of a box, right?
Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
When we're always told, this is your thing, this is your thing.
This is who you are, 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 over and over and over again. So interestingly enough, her aunt invites her on a full paid trip to Italy or France or somewhere. Yeah. And you're coming back with me. I'm turning 80 and I'm doing this for my 80th birthday and I need you to come and help me and whatever. And so she's like, I'm paying for it. Just come. She's like, I can. And she tells her grandma. Grandma says no. And she's like, are you serious? Like, just come. Like, how are you not having this life experience because your grandma says no? Like, what have you ever done for yourself? Do this.
Right. Right.
So she basically kind of guilts her into going and she goes. And this kind of life-changing experience that she has on this trip with her aunt.
Yeah.
And it is really all that you would think it's going to be, right? Like her discovering herself, her gaining a little bit of a backbone, and also her learning her true history, which is so interesting. I loved this book. It just had everything. It had family drama, and it had self-discovery, and it had just like... sticking up for yourself and trusting your gut. I loved this book. I gave it five stars.
Awesome.
I know. Another winner for me.
Another five stars for you.
Yeah. I don't know if I just have been feeling like this great excitement for books right now, but I loved it.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
That's great. Awesome.
Yeah.
My next one is, and I've waited forever. This is like one of the longest waits in the library.
Okay.
The Thursday Murder Club.
Oh my gosh, it's on my hold list.
Okay.
Oh. What did you think? A lot of people love this. It's been on their like top list.
I gave it 3 stars.
Really?
I want you to read it. And normally 3 stars isn't bad, but this has been on, like, this is 4
like
stars
I said,
with
people
a lot.
Put this as like on their favorite books of the year.
And there was so much I loved about it.
Okay.
And then there were parts I was like,
disappointed.
And I don't even know how to say it without giving too much away.
Well, what's it about? Like, what's the premise?
So this, it takes place in a retirement community, not assisted living, but a place for like where
you're just going to go be around people your age.
Your age. Yeah. So 50 plus retired people, you're living independently still. It's just a community for them. And they have a community center. And in the community center, there's all these different groups that meet. On Tuesday night is the knitting group. And on Monday night is the bingo group. You know, so they have this community that's great for this age group of people who are retired.
Keep them busy and active.
Yeah. And there is a group that meets on Thursday nights that is the Thursday Murder Club. But they don't call it that because they don't want people to think they're weird. And so it has this really obscure name. So that nobody will just show up to their club. Like, it's a really weird thing
like
that people
would
wouldn't be interested in. Very specific. I forget what it is.
So what are they discussing if they don't want people to come?
Yeah. So they are a niche group of people that have expertise from their previous life in solving murders. And so they get together. Like, there's an investigator. There's a nurse. There's, like, all these different people who would know, like, based off of this body, is this likely that this could happen? Or in your... And they're working on real cold cases.
Wow.
So they get together and it's keeping their minds busy and active. And they're also doing things like one of the people in the club, or maybe even two, have dealt with spouses that have had Alzheimer's or dementia. And so they're working on keeping their brains sharp. So they'll try to remind themselves from past cases, like, what was the license plate of the car in this case? Like, and they'll be able to pull those things up like this.
Wow.
So they're kind of testing their memory at the same time.
Wow.
But trying to keep their memory sharp, very perceptive of getting old and the faculties they lose as they get old. But it's this really unique, and it's kind of like, I love, like, A Man Called Uwe.
I love that book.
Or even, Frederick Bachman.
Yeah.
The author, he writes very good elderly characters.
Yes, he does.
Very endearing and elderly characters.
Deep characters, like, yes. Complicated. Yes.
Absolutely. These characters are well written, and they're elderly characters that you just love them because and they're doing, like, I want to retire and get involved in groups like that and do things like that.
Yeah.
So they get this murder case and this happens and pretty close to home, and it kind of gets thrown in their lap, and they are solving it. They are
put, like, themselves, it's not a cold unofficially, case.
Unofficially. No, this one is a current case.
Okay.
And they unofficially put themselves in it. And they're kind of, it's just, I mean, the idea of these retired men and women going around finagling their way into certain situations, and they make up these little lies, you know, so that they can get into the police department. And I mean, they're just hilarious and funny and quirky, and I love that part about it.
Okay.
That's what I love about it. And so they're investigating. And they're investigating cold cases, but they've got this modern, current case as well. My downside, and I'd love readers to step in on this.
Okay.
And if, when you read it, not if, when, you're going to read it. I want to hear if you felt this way or if something in me was just off.
Not having a good day.
I felt like there were so many times this book was coming to an end. And then it just kept going. I thought we had the resolution. I thought we were at the end, like it was going to wrap up. And we still have 7 hours left. And then I thought it was wrapping up, and I'd look and be like,
is it really long?
I don't think it's super long. I don't remember exactly. I don't think it really was, but it's 382 pages. So no, it's decent, but
not crazy.
Yeah, it wasn't crazy long, but it felt like it. That's how I felt about it, because I felt like it was going to be over, and then da, 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 there's this, and then da, 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 like it just kept
leaving you hanging. Well, it's 12 hours. That's like a decently long book.
I thought it was ending like five times, maybe five, but it felt like a lot. Okay. And then I kind of started getting, is this going to really be the end?
This now time, I don't believe
maybe
you.
Maybe this time.
Yeah.
Like it was like the boy who cried wolf.
I was just going to say that.
Absolutely. Hmm. That's what it felt like.
So then when it finally wrapped up, you like didn't know if
I'm
you
like,
believed
finally,
it.
It's over. That's how I felt. However, I gave it 3 stars because there was so much else to love about it.
Right. Okay.
That was my, I could have given it more stars.
Because they could have removed some of those things that were unnecessary.
I think maybe there were maybe a few too many wrap up. Oh, and now we have
just
new evidence.
A minute. Yeah. Yes.
Maybe a few too many of those.
Okay. I'll tell you.
But I don't want to ruin it for anyone either. Like, hopefully you read it and you're not picking up on that. But it is very interesting.
Well, maybe
funny.
I'll feel like, differently because I'm like aware of it.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
maybe.
Oh, I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So did I, maybe I gave too much away there that
no.
I'm telling you. That's
still
just
very
how
interested.
I felt. Maybe it wasn't really that way.
Right.
But for me, I kept thinking, is this really the end?
Yeah, okay.
No. Oh, nope, it's not.
Has anyone else read this book? What did you think?
I want to hear.
I know.
I
please
hear.
Tell
that,
us.
So that's, is that my last one? Did we do
yeah,
4?
Yeah, I think so. I'm on my last. Ready?
Okay. Yeah. Let's
Okay, my
it.
Last book that I'm going to talk about today is Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey.
Ooh,
I know. I've been waiting for this one. When I heard this was coming out, I was like, I will be reading that.
That's when I think of Matthew McConaughey, I just think of smooth.
All right, all right, all right.
Yes,
he said
exactly.
that a couple times.
So he narrates his own book.
He narrates
book.
He
it.
I listened.
Okay,
I highly
good.
Recommend listening.
If he hadn't narrated his own book, I
that would
have been
be lame.
Completely disappointed.
Yeah, that would be lame.
Okay.
No, he does. And I 100% think you should listen.
Okay.
Like, I'm sure it's good to read.
I think whenever someone narrates their own book. Actually, not whenever. I've read some that are not good narrators. But
I've had
for
that
him.
Too. Yes, absolutely yes. worth listening to.
Yes.
The idea of it is that he's giving his life story.
Okay.
You're going to get that.
Yeah.
But you're getting a lot more than that too, because the way that he's looked at the book and kind of laid the book out is his life lessons along the way.
Okay.
And so he's kept a journal his whole life, which was so interesting to me. Like,
again, we just talked about that.
I know. Boys don't gen. Oh yeah, we did in our other podcast.
In our last week.
Boys don't usually keep a lot. Not a lot of boys keep men keep journals.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of more of a girl thing to do. Not that they don't. My father keeps a journal, but, I just think that's so interesting. So he's gone back and of course the way he keeps his journal is different too. It's not your normal, like, today, blah, 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 blah. You know, we kind of had that conversation too. It's more like he'll have a thought that, like, strikes him and he'll write it down and he throws words out about that thought. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. You kind of have to read it, but, it's so interesting. He is a smart guy. Mm-hmm. He did really well in school. He wanted to be a lawyer. And he talks about how he ended up as an actor. And just like how he looks at life and his interpretations of life. I mean, he is kind of like a sandals on the beach, right? Living out in Winnebago and just kind of an off-road kind of dude. And he's unapologetic about his life, and he still is, but the way that he tells his story, it's just like, it's calm and interesting, and it's like he talks about taking the road less traveled, but not in the way that you generally think about it. Like, it's not always the road that no one takes. Okay. Sometimes it's the road, for you, it might be that you're an introvert, and so you need to get out, and you need to go where everybody else is.
Push your boundaries a little bit.
Yes, because for you, that's the road not taken.
Right.
It's a road that you don't ever usually take, getting out and putting yourself out there. But maybe you're an extrovert and you like being around people and you are generally find yourself with more people. Mm-hmm. So you need to take yourself away from people and take that road where you isolate and seclude and find yourself.
Okay.
And so that's the example that he gives. Yeah. But there's a lot of that. Like, it's deep thinking and how he chose his path and how to look at life and how do you make, you know, I'm like reading apparently all these like books about life, but that was my goal this year, right? Was like picking books that I wanted and it is so paying far, you're off
to a good start.
It is
good.
Paying off. Good. I love this book. It's an easy read.
Yeah.
I read it in like a day and a half. I listened. I thought his outlook on life is definitely different than mine. And yet very refreshing.
And something you could learn from?
Like, absolutely. You took it
like, this is...
Yes, like he gives this... I mean, he gives lots of little things. He writes poems. He gives these... He calls them bumper stickers. Like, just little one... Like, couple of word things that... Like, words to live by. And then he gives, like, deeper thoughts. And all throughout the book.
Yeah.
And I thought that it was so good. It was just really well thought out. He's an excellent writer. Like, the man has lived by his own beat his whole life, and it's paid off for him. And it kind of makes you go, like, what am I doing? Like, one of the adages that he gives is, like, you know, sometimes you know what you want to do, but you just don't know when to do it. And I think that's so interesting. Like, sometimes we talk about, like, oh, I just don't know what I want to do.
Is this the right time?
But finding the right time. So then you never do it because it's never the right time. It's never
the
right.
It never is going to be the right time. No. There's always going to be something that comes and that...
Yeah.
Going to push it to the back burner.
Yeah. And he talks about, like, if you need something, you're never going to get it. But if you want it, you'll get it. So he's like, you got to stop needing it and just start wanting it. And so if you find yourself becoming needy about something that you're like a goal that you have, like, take a step back, like, get it out of your head. Don't need it anymore and let it become a want again. And you'll find your way to it. Like, it's very interesting. It is. It is so interesting. Quite deep. And he gives examples of, like, how he's done that and then how it's paid off. And it is so interesting. And I have thought he was a little kooky. I mean, I've read news reports and watched him in interviews, and he's kind of out there.
Right.
And at the same time, like, unapologetically. And I think I said that before. Yeah. So he's just who he is, and he doesn't care what you think about it. But it's
this so This is just my journey great. And what I've learned from it.
Yeah. And it's like, no, I wouldn't live his life. It's not a things that he does I wouldn't want to do.
Right.
But it did make me go, what do I want to do? Right. And how do I do that? Like, what's holding me back from doing those things that I want to do? I thought it was great. It was awesome. Such an easy read. I gave it 5 stars.
Wow. 5 stars.
I loved it.
How
go
many
read
5 stars
it.
Did you three just count today. Out? 3.
Is that crazy? I mean, obviously I'm picking out of a large pool.
Because we did read a lot.
Because we haven't read in a while. But those were the ones that I wanted to say, don't read that book.
But definitely read these.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That's how I felt about
I haven't had a 5-star yet.
Oh my gosh.
Year,
I'm like loving it. Please give
but
me
I've
more.
But I've had a lot of 4, so I'll
those
take
those are
it.
Good but too. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go get it. Green light. Because you know what? In our life, there's lots of green lights. That's the whole idea, right? Like when you come to a stoplight, it's even a red light turns you to a green light. Anyway, okay. It's such a great idea. I loved it. I thought it was so good.
That's awesome.
And he's laughing through the whole thing.
Yeah.
So like,
it's just fun
like,
to listen to.
Like, I can't even do it, but he's so funny.
That is actually the second recommendation for that book I've gotten.
It's good.
And even today.
Like, I put it on hold. I knew I wanted to read. I put it on hold before it even came out. You can do that sometimes at your library. And so I've been waiting for it, just like hoping. And it did not let me down. I loved it. I definitely recommend it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic recommendations.
I know.
Hopefully
what are you
going
to pick? Which one?
I
know. I want
to
hear.
And then let us know when you do, when you read it. We want to hear about it.
I know. Thanks for listening today. This was like a lot of fun books. Yeah. I've missed it talking about books.
Me too.
This it was
felt
time.
Good. This filled my soul today.
I know. Me too. Thank you for joining us. And next week, we will be having our book club.
No.
Isn't it? It is.
We're already there.
Can you believe it?
Isn't that crazy how fast these go by?
I am so excited about it. Next week is book club. I'm double checking now. I'm second guessing myself. But I am not.
You're never wrong, and I always am. When it comes to calendar items, don't trust me. I live in 2007.
I live on that calendar.
And it's 2021. Like, don't ask me what day of the week it is.
I write it in my phone, in my notebook, on my wall calendar.
Oh, my goodness.
I love calendars.
Okay, well, that means I get to start the book now.
I know.
If it's next week.
It's next week. So get reading.
I'll start it
now. I'm super excited about it. And so tune in next time for our book club discussion.
Yeah. Start reading. If you haven't, I'm going to start reading now. It's time. So
I'm going to listen.
Get it in there and join us next week. And in the meantime, you can drop us a message or let us know what you've been reading or what you've read that we've read.
We love hearing from you.
We do. It makes my day. So you can find us on Instagram and Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Or our email is thisisyourbookclubpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
We've had a few people send us emails. It's like my favorite thing ever.
It's really fun. So thank you.
Yes.
We love interacting with you on all of the platforms. So
and rate and subscribe on any of your listening, wherever you listen to us.
Yes,
we love
do.
All of the
those are fun
reviews.
Messages too. So thank you
for sure.
Thank
even
you
like just stars, star yep. us, lots of stars.
That helps us out a lot. So
for sure.
Thank you to Amphibious Zoo for our music,
and we'll see you next week.
All right,
I'm Sarah,
and I'm Jamie,
and this is your book club.